Today we're being joined by All Good Fire Chief David Judd and Lieutenant Mitchell Beverly, leaders dedicated to protecting and serving our community. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. I'm excited. I've never met either one of you two until today, so happy to get to know about you two individually, personally, your backgrounds, and of course, let's talk about All Good Fire Department. Such a great role that you guys play in the public safety of us, not only in All Good, but in the areas in Putnam County. I know there's mutual aid we can talk about later. But just thank you, first of all, for your service, because we need those folks, the men and women like you all, to serve in this capacity. And without you all, our safety's is not as good. It's not as efficient, and we're in danger if we don't have people like you. So thank you guys for doing that. Appreciate it.
Thank you for saying that.
Let's get to Fire Chief David Judd, All Good. Let's get to you first, since you are the chief. Background, where are you from, David?
So I am born and raised All Good. I was born there over 40 years ago. That's my wife, six kids. I started in the fire service in 2004, so a little over 20 years ago. I've always had a heart to serve. My family is from All Good. My uncle used to be on the fire department. He was a captain of the All Good Volunteer Fire Department. And so when I got old enough, I joined. I worked for the city of All Good for Public Works and Fire Department. I went on and got city helped me get my EMT license. And then I left and went to Wilson County and worked for Wilson County EMA. And then when the chief's job came open, I applied and was lucky enough to get it.
That's a great story. So you said six kids?
Six kids.
Wow. What are the ages?
My oldest is 16, driving. Oh, Lord.
Stay off the road, right?
Stay off the road. 15 years old is my second daughter, Alyssa. I see Kaylee's my first one. Steven, my oldest boy, he's 13. Reagan is 12. Xander is my stepson. He is full of life.
Yeah.
And then Olivia, she's the baby. She's running around and ruling the house. She's two.
Wow. So 2 to 16.
2 to 16.
You don't have a chance, David. You ain't got a chance.
I love it.
Good. I know you do. I know you do.
I come from a big family, so yeah. That was something I always wanted was
well,
a big family.
Hey, you know, my wife and I don't have kids, so we didn't come from big families, and you know, didn't work out. So it's good to hear you got six, and it's something you enjoy. So Mitchell, your background, where are you from?
Yeah, hey, my name's Mitchell Beverly. I'm originally from Fayetteville, Tennessee. I moved up to Cookeville in 2018 to go to Tennessee Tech. I've got my undergraduate degree in production operations management and human resource management. So that was the main reason I came to Cookeville, and then I just recently got my master's in business management. But back in 2020, when the tornado came through, obviously I was not a part of any type of emergency agency or anything like that. And I had a calling. I just felt that it was time for me to want to do more and really get into emergency services. As a kid, I always loved, you know, fire trucks, seeing firemen, just different stuff like that. But it just definitely just wanted to be able to help. So I worked at All Good Walmart at the time. And so that's how I kind of started to know David and wanted to join. And like I said, so I've been on All Good for 5 years now. Recently, this past year, became a lieutenant. Just love helping people, love being able to be a part of the community. I've been a part of Putnam County Fire for going on 3 years now, so just really being able to expand my horizons, continue to get my certifications and grow within the fire service. So I love every bit of it. Just love being able to help people.
That's awesome. That's what it's about. You know, we're put on this earth to serve, right? And there's all kinds of capacities to serve, and that's one you guys are doing playing a really important role in that service, especially public safety and fire. So family, Mitchell,
Yeah. I'm married. I've been married for about a year and a half now. My wife, Bailey, no kids, nothing like that. We're trying to build us a house. So just trying to get rolling. She recently just graduated college with her nursing degree. So she works at the ER in Sparta, at Ascension there. So we're just enjoying life, new married couple.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Just enjoying it.
That's awesome. I love this. So, David, I'm intrigued by leaving All Good and going to Wilson County. Did you move and live there, or did you drive back and forth?
So I drove back and forth. In Wilson County, they work a 24-48 traditional firefighter schedule.
Yeah.
I worked full-time for Wilson County. I was still volunteering here at All Good. I was working part-time for Putnam County EMS. You kind of find out real quick once you get into this, you end up working for it's just a call, and you just it becomes part of your lifeblood. I had my firefighter two certificate, you know, fire instructor, fire officer, incident safety officer, and I just knew this is what I wanted to do full time. And Wilson County gave me the opportunity, and I'm very thankful for the time I spent up there.
How long have you been chief now in All Good?
So I looked it up before I came. I've been chief, full-time chief, All Good. I started January of last year.
Last year, okay.
So and then I was the volunteer fire chief for about a year prior to that.
Now, does All Good have their own volunteer firefighter group, or are you part of one of the communities?
So we are our own fire department. We are a combination department. And so for years, All Good is one of the oldest volunteer fire departments in the county, if not the oldest.
Okay.
The farthest back our records go are to the early 1900s. Before that, I don't know. But I can look up to around 1900 of All Good firefighters. They would fighting fires in All Good. They had their own system. And so recently, last year, we moved to a combination model so that you have full-time people and volunteers with the growth of All Good. It was something that's needed. And I became the first firefighter hired, and then we recently added another one.
Wow, that's awesome. And I want to talk more about the structure and the dynamic of the All Good Fire Department. Mitchell, you talked about you decided to leave Lincoln County. Which I'm familiar with Lincoln County.
Yep.
It's about 2 hours away. It's a good little bit, but it's a great county down on the Alabama border. You an Alabama fan?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Definitely not.
Okay, good. Because I know people in Lincoln County that are. So, okay. Had to get that out of the way. So you come to Tech, you get your degree. We have this tragedy that strikes our community. And it's just a day we'll never forget, that, especially the people that were, you know, old enough to remember. You know, and so it's just been 5 years ago, and we have this tragic event, and there's just something in you that says, I want to do more. I want to be a part of something bigger. And then, so what was that step? Did you go to David? Did you go, where did you go from that point?
Yeah, so I, like I said, I kind of go back to Walmart a little bit. I still work for Walmart to this day. Started Walmart in 2016, so going on 10 years. That is my full time job. So I'm actually a volunteer. I'm not a full time paid personnel for All Good, but I'm a volunteer. But I had a really good friend of mine, Andrew Bilbrey. He's an All Good police officer. He was on the fire department at the time, and I had gotten in contact with him, and he'd gotten in contact with Chief, and just said, hey, I got a guy that's really really wanting to join. And then I was kind of able to talk and go through the interview process and get hired on from there. But yeah, like I said, I was a part of no department whatsoever, but I'd always kind of loved seeing emergency services, dealing with it, just kind of being around it here and there. But then just actually being able to go and join and actually start learning. And I mean, you know, when I got on, I didn't know what way to put my helmet on, you know, that sort of thing. But then just being able to go through, starting, dedicating, even, you know, it's hard. It is really hard being a volunteer and then going and getting actual fire certs. But I'm a certified fire too for the state now. And just being able to take online classes or go down to the State Fire Academy on weekends and just be able to get those certifications and just help better certify myself and knowledge myself to help better the community. So, staying dedicated is definitely what's helped, because, I mean, we've seen a bunch come and go. I'm over the hiring for the department now. So basically I do all the agility, all the interviews, all that sort of stuff. And we've seen a lot of people come and go, and we've got guys that are truly, truly dedicated, and there's guys that they just find out it's not for them, sort of thing. But just it's definitely got to be a special calling, something that you want to do. You want to help people. And it's just something I continue to love even more every day.
That's great. I love that story. David, did you see more people like Mitchell after the tornado that wanted to be involved with public safety?
Yes, we did. You know, and like I said, I started in 2004, which is a couple years after 9/11.
Right.
But even then, you had a big turnout, people wanting to serve their community. It did kind of die down there for a while. And then after the tornadoes, we seen more people coming around the fire department interested in seeing what they could do.
That's awesome. I think, you know, events happen, things happen in our life that cause us to want to either grow professionally or personally, and then inspire us to serve in a capacity we maybe never have. Like you said, right. Mitchell, it's something you had never really fully considered until that event happened. We hate the event happens, but we're thankful for what comes out of it. And what came out of it was unity and people that are willing to serve. And I appreciate you guys doing that. Before we go to break, we got just a little bit of time left. You mentioned, so you're full-time, right, David? Full-time
yes, sir.
Fire chief. How many full-time people do y'all have?
Right now we have two. Me and one other.
Okay. So, and Mitchell, you're obviously volunteer for All Good. You have a full-time career at Walmart, and you've been there, you said, since 2016, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're established there, and you probably do that. Is there any talks right now of All Good expanding their full-time firefighters?
Yes, and we've been great. We've had a lot of great city support. With the way the All Good's growing, it's when I started, we ran 100 calls a year, and that was busy. We're well over 600 calls we're going to be this year.
Wow.
And so the need is there, so we just got to do it in a smart way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we were going to talk. I was going to get to calls. And the show, just to see what kind of volume you have, but you went from 100 to pretty much over 600, and that's hard to do on a volunteer staff, right? Like, I'm not a firefighter, but I know enough to know and been around county fire departments, and Tom Brown's a really good friend of mine that just retired from the county. He as a commissioner, he and I would talk about staffing and calls and things like that. So it's good discussion we're going to have, and I'm glad you guys are here. Fire Chief David Judd, Lieutenant Mitchell Beverly here from All Good. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back, All Good Fire Chief David Judd, Lieutenant Mitchell Beverly here from All Good with me on Local Matters. It's been a really good discussion so far. Chief, we were talking a little bit before, and of course, Lieutenant as well, about the structure, the makeup of the All Good Fire Department. Two full-time people, including you.
Yes, sir.
You're one of two, right?
Yeah, I'm one of two.
So two full-time employees for All Good Fire Department. Mitchell, you are a lieutenant, but it's volunteer basis.
Correct, yes, sir.
So how many volunteers do you all have?
We have 18 volunteers.
Okay. Now, before we left, you said you're up to over 600 calls, and we're almost at the end of the year, but not quite. That's more than you've ever had, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So 2 to 7 calls a day, depending on what the day looks like. How do you handle those calls if you only have two full-time people?
So the majority of our calls are false alarms or medical calls. We run probably about 65% medical calls. I'm an advanced EMT. Our other full-time personnel, he's a paramedic. We split our shifts into what we call a 2-2-3. So I work 2, I'm off 2, and then I work 3. And we rotate. So, and then on nights that I am on call, or he's on call. We both have a city vehicle that we keep with us, and it is fully stocked with medical equipment, some fire equipment. Those are our quick response vehicles.
Yeah, so I know you're able to manage it. It just seems like I'm All Good's great. I love it. I'm not saying they're not doing their job. It seems like they probably have a need to provide some funding for more people, right? It would be easier to have a couple more full-time people that can manage the load.
Yes, and we've switched from volunteers to we're going that direction. You look at All Good 10 years ago, the biggest thing in All Good was Walmart. 20 years ago, it was the dollar store.
Right.
The dollar store was the biggest thing you had in All Good.
Right.
And so now you look at All Good, we've got U.S. Foods, we've got REI, you got, 5 schools, we've got over 15 high rises, what we consider high rises, anything over 24 foot, which a ground ladder would reach. So All Good has exploded in growth, and we've done it smartly as far as the city progressing. And the fire department is usually the slowest one to change. And we're, you know, since I've become chief, that's something I've kind of focused on is our growth, getting me and the other full-time guy in there, and then going forward, just continue growing that model.
How do you recruit people? Mitchell, you may want to talk about this since you are a volunteer. How do you recruit others like you to come in and be a part of something that for the greater good?
Yeah, so, I mean, with Walmart, I'm able to have a big reach in the community as well. I had a lot of people, some really, really dedicated firefighters on our staff to this day, worked for Walmart at one time. We've definitely got a really good social media page. We've definitely reached out to the community. That we do get a decent amount of applicants every time we do a hiring event, anything like that. Like I said, one of our really good guys, he works for Walmart still to this day. So just being able to just, one, you know, word of mouth, but two, just being able to have those hiring events, you know, kind of like you were talking about, you know, just being able to have the coverage, you know, with two guys. I really do compliment our volunteers. You know, obviously, yeah, a lot of them have those full-time jobs, but, you know, our assistant chief, we have obviously, you know, our medical captain who's a full-timer. We have our fire captain who he's a volunteer. And then we have three lieutenants, myself, Dakota Wolford, and Jeremy Bowman. Just being able to have a dedicated admin staff, and then being able to push that down to actual volunteer firefighters. We've had some really, really dedicated guys who want to show up, who want to learn. We've got two new guys going through their 64-hour academy right now. They show up to every meeting. They show up to almost every call that they can, you know, when they're not at work. So that's the one thing that is really, really nice is, you know, during the day, you know, we know that everybody's kind of at work, that sort of thing. So that's where, you know, David and Nick are really able to cover, you know, a lot of that. We have that responder coming. And then in the evening times when they are off, a lot of your guys are off work, that sort of stuff, we still have a really good showing just because. So it's not that we would have to worry that, you know, oh, yeah, they're on call, they may or may not be available. We still got 15 other guys that are normally out about around. And, it, you know, I really, really can see that there is a response happening, you know, even when David or Nick may be off shift. So it's a really good dedication to see, I think, from our guys.
And volunteer firefighting has changed. 100 years ago, your firefighters lived in the community. All good started as a volunteer. We had a bucket brigade. They had a trailer they kept at the United Methodist Church, had hose on it, and they would ring the Methodist Church bell, and somebody would go up there, and they would drag the trailer to the fire. And this is back in horse and buggy days. Even in the 80s and 90s, you had your firefighter worked at Bandy's Texaco Station that used to be in Allgood. And then another one worked at Tommy West's IGA. And so everybody was in town. Now the community, the world has gotten smaller. So you have people who work further out nowadays.
Yeah. So, you have to, right, to make it work. Mm-hmm. So what are the training requirements? What's the difference between the training requirements for a full-time firefighter like you, Chief, and a volunteer firefighter like you, Lieutenant? What's the difference? Are there any training requirements?
Well, so the way the training, the state of Tennessee works is when you join, you get a 16-hour intro. That pretty much the fire trucks read.
Yeah.
Then you go into Firefighter 1. There's two ways you can do that. There is the basic volunteer path, which is they do so many nights a week spread out, or you can send them to the academy for 10 weeks straight. We utilize where we can do it at our station. We host at least once a year Putnam County Fire, which is great. They host probably two a year. And so between us and them and Overton County, we kind of work together to make sure our volunteers are getting trained. After that, then they go into the testing mode. They go into Firefighter 1 certification testing after they've completed their live burn certs and all that. They go into the testing mode, and after they become Firefighter 1, what we call it, then the paths are open up to them. There's a fire officer, hazmat, there's tech, rescue techs, and so.
Yeah, just being able to expand your horizons, right? So like we said, you know, I started back in 2020, got my 16-hour, you know, here's how you put on a fire helmet, here's how you get up in the fire truck, just very simple stuff. progressing all the way through that to where now what I'm considered is a firefighter two. And that's, you know, there's different things. You're learning more about commercial sprinklers. You're learning more about rescue. You're learning more about foam applications. A lot of different applications, whereas in fire one, it's just, hey, here's a ladder. Here's how we're going to safely get up and down a ladder. Here's how we're going to do our hose lays. Here's how we're going to, you know, do all different types of basic firefighter operations. Once you get through that fire one, then fire two, and you still go down to the academy, like I said, for that live burn. They have an actual building that they smoke out and do actual live fire applications that you can go fight. That then certifies you through the state of Tennessee that you can go interior on a house fire. So like our new recruits that we have right now, they're learning all these things, but they can only fight exterior fire. They can't actually go in. And that's a safety thing that for our departments and stuff, for liability reasons, all that different stuff, that we want to make sure they're fully trained and fully equipped. So with them going down there to the academy to be able to do that sort of stuff, that then fully certifies them. Then, like I said, after that, you get all the hazmat stuff. I'm about to start my fire officer one, fire instructor one, just starting to get those applications on my tool belt. And it's honestly, you know, unlimited the amount of things you can do. There's rescue side, there's aerial side, there's all different kinds of courses. We never stop training. There's guys that have been in the fire department for 45 years that are still training.
Wow. Great stuff, guys. Fire Chief David Judd, Lieutenant Mitchell Beverly from All Good. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. All Good Fire Chief David Judd, Lieutenant Mitchell Beverly here from All Good with me on Local Matters. It's been a really good discussion so far. Chief, we were talking a little bit before, and of course, Lieutenant as well, about the structure, the makeup of the All Good Fire Department. Two full-time people, including you. You're one of two, right?
Yeah, I'm one of two.
So two full-time employees for All Good Fire Department. Mitchell, you are a lieutenant, but it's volunteer basis.
Correct, yes, sir.
So how many volunteers do you all have?
We have 18 volunteers.
Okay. Now, before we left, you said you're up to over 600 calls, and we're almost at the end of the year, but not quite. That's more than you've ever had, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So 2 to 7 calls a day, depending on what the day looks like. How do you handle those calls if you only have two full-time people?
So the majority of our calls are false alarms or medical calls. We run probably about 65% medical calls. I'm an advanced EMT. Our other full-time personnel, he's a paramedic. We split our shifts into what we call a 2-2-3. So I work 2, I'm off 2, and then I work 3. And we rotate. So, and then on nights that I'm on call or he's on call, we both have a city vehicle that we keep with us, and it is fully stocked with medical equipment, some fire equipment. Those are our quick response vehicles.
Yeah. So I know you're able to manage it. It just seems like, I'm All Good's great. I love it. I'm not saying they're not doing their job. It seems like they probably have a need to provide some funding for more people, right? It would be easier to have a couple more full-time people that can manage the load.
Yes. And we've switched from volunteers to, we're going that direction. You look at All Good, 10 years ago, the biggest thing in All Good was Walmart. 20 years ago, it was the dollar store.
Right.
The dollar store was the biggest thing you had in All Good.
Right.
And so now you look at All Good, we've got U.S. Foods, we've got REI, you got, what, 5 schools, we've got over 15 high-rises, what we consider high-rises, anything over 24 foot, which a ground ladder would reach. So All Good has exploded in growth, and we've done it smartly as far as the city progressing. And the fire department is usually the slowest one to change. And we're, you know, since I've become chief, that's something I've kind of focused on is our growth, getting me and the other full-time guy in there, and then going forward, just continue growing that model.
How do you recruit people? Mitchell, you may want to talk about this since you are a volunteer. How do you recruit others like you to come in and be a part of something that for the greater good?
Yeah, so, I mean, with Walmart, I'm able to have a big reach in the community as well. I had a lot of people, some really, really dedicated firefighters on our staff to this day, worked for Walmart at one time. We've definitely got a really good social media page. We've definitely reached out to the community. That we do get a decent amount of applicants every time we do a hiring event, anything like that. Like I said, one of our really good guys, he works for Walmart still to this day. So just being able to just, one, you know, word of mouth, but two, just being able to have those hiring events, you know, kind of like you were talking about, you know, just being able to have the coverage, you know, with two guys. I really do compliment our volunteers. You know, obviously, yeah, a lot of them have those full-time jobs, but, you know, our assistant chief, we have, obviously, you know, our medical captain who's a full-timer. We have our fire captain who he's a volunteer. And then we have three lieutenants, myself, Dakota Wolford, and Jeremy Bowman. Just being able to have a dedicated admin staff, and then being able to push that down to actual volunteer firefighters. We've had some really, really dedicated guys who want to show up, who want to learn. We've got two new guys going through their 64-hour academy right now. They show up to every meeting. They show up to almost every call that they can, you know, when they're not at work. So that's the one thing that is really, really nice is, you know, during the day, you know, we know that everybody's kind of at work, that sort of thing. So that's where, you know, David and Nick are really able to cover, you know, a lot of that. We have that responder coming. And then in the evening times when they are off, a lot of your guys are off work, that sort of stuff, we still have a really good showing just because. So it's not that we would have to worry that, you know, oh, yeah, they're on call, they may or may not be available. We still got 15 other guys that are normally out about around. And, it, you know, I really, really can see that there is a response happening, you know, even when David or Nick may be off shift. So it's a really good dedication to see, I think, from our guys.
And volunteer firefighting has changed. 100 years ago, your firefighters lived in the community. All good started as a volunteer. We had a bucket brigade. They had a trailer they kept at the United Methodist Church, had hose on it, and they would ring the Methodist Church bell, and somebody would go up there, and they would drag the trailer to the fire. And this is back in horse and buggy days. Even in the 80s and 90s, you had your firefighter worked at Bandy's Texaco Station that used to be in All Good, and then another one worked at Tommy West's IGA, and so everybody was in town. Now the community, the world has gotten smaller, so you have people who work further out nowadays.
You have to, right, to make it work. Mm-hmm. So what are the training requirements? What's the difference between the training requirements for a full-time firefighter like you, Chief, and a volunteer firefighter like you, Lieutenant? What's the difference? Are there any training requirements?
Well, so the way the training, the state of Tennessee works is when you join, you get a 16-hour intro. That pretty much the fire trucks read.
Yeah.
Then you go into Firefighter 1. There's two ways you can do that. There is the basic volunteer path, which is they do so many nights a week spread out, or you can send them to the academy for 10 weeks straight. We utilize where we can do it at our station. We host at least once a year Putnam County Fire, which is great. They host probably two a year. And so between us and them and Overton County, we kind of work together to make sure our volunteers are getting trained. After that, then they go into the testing mode. They go into Firefighter 1 certification testing after they've completed their live burn certs and all that. They go into the testing mode, and after they become Firefighter 1, what we call it, then the paths are open up to them. There's a fire officer, hazmat, there's tech, rescue techs, and so.
Yeah, just being able to expand your horizons, right? So like we said, you know, I started back in 2020, got my 16-hour, you know, here's how you put on a fire helmet, here's how you get up in the fire truck, just very simple stuff. Progressing all the way through that to where now what I'm considered is a firefighter 2. And that's, you know, there's different things. You're learning more about commercial sprinklers. You're learning more about rescue. You're learning more about foam applications. A lot of different applications, whereas in Fire 1 it's just, hey, here's a ladder. Here's how we're going to safely get up and down a ladder. Here's how we're going to do our hose lays. Here's how we're going to, you know, do all different types of basic firefighter operations. Once you get through that Fire 1, then Fire 2, and you still go down to the academy, like I said, for that live burn. They have an actual building that they smoke out and do actual live fire applications that you can go fight. That then certifies you through the state of Tennessee that you can go interior on a house fire. So like our new recruits that we have right now, they're learning all these things, but they can only fight exterior fire. They can't actually go in. And that's a safety thing that for our departments and stuff, for liability reasons, all that different stuff, that we want to make sure they're fully trained and fully equipped. So with them going down there to the academy to be able to do that sort of stuff, that then fully certifies them. Then, like I said, after that, you get all the hazmat stuff. I'm about to start my fire officer one, fire instructor one, just starting to get those applications on my tool belt. And it's honestly, you know, unlimited the amount of things you can do. There's rescue side, there's aerial side, there's all different kinds of courses. We never stop training. There's guys that have been in the fire department for 45 years that are still training.
Wow. Great stuff, guys. Fire Chief David Judd, Lieutenant Mitchell Beverly from Allgood. We'll be back in just a moment.